the early Christian community, the resurrection of Jesus was said to have taken place on the eighth day. As you recall from the creation story, God began the work of creation on day one, completed it on day six, and day seven was the Sabbath, a day of rest. Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, hence being called the eighth day. And the reason it was combined into the one week, or called the eighth day, was because Jesus' resurrection from the dead marks the beginning of a new creation. And it's the new creation into eternal life that each of us has received in our baptism. Very significantly, around the great solemnity of Easter Sunday, we celebrate what is called the octave of Easter. In other words, starting on Easter Sunday, the next 8 days are intended to be celebrated with the same joy and the same fervor that we have on Easter Sunday. It's like this entire week will be a continuation of that same Easter Sunday where we have our hearts filled with joy at the resurrection of Jesus and this new creation to which we ourselves belong. Today's gospel from Matthew, in describing Mary Magdalene's emotional state, it gives a rather interesting combination of emotions when it says that Mary was fearful yet overjoyed. Somehow it doesn't necessarily seem like those two emotions go together, to be fearful, uncertain of what is to come perhaps, uncertain of the unknown ahead of her, but overjoyed to be in the presence of love, in the presence of the resurrection of Jesus. I wonder somehow if that unique combination of emotions, fearful yet overjoyed, doesn't also in some way perhaps describe our current state of affections and emotions. On the one hand, there is a lot of unknown in the world around us that we live in. There is reason to be somewhat fearful of some of the unknowns which are out there. But more than anything, Easter Sunday and the resurrection of Jesus remind us that we are in the presence of love, we are in the presence of God's light, we are in the presence of the Lord's resurrection. And in the presence of love, the appropriate emotion and affection really is joy. And this is a time to be overwhelmed by this joy to the point where we too can hear the words of the Lord telling to us, "Do not be afraid. I have conquered sickness, I have conquered sin, I have conquered death. It is all encompassed in my cross and in my resurrection. And this is the new day and the new creation which we are celebrating." My brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Easter Monday, let us ask God for the grace that we would cast aside any fears which we may have, that we would entrust ourselves entirely to the risen Lord, and that our hearts would truly be filled with joy at the presence of His love in our life. Amen.